Each Tuesday morning at this time, we visit with PolitiFact Virginia. That's the fact checkers at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Sean Gorman joins us again this morning. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
Today we have another Bob-O-Meter item to ask you about. That's where you fellows at PolitiFact Virginia check out campaign promises made by Governor Bob McDonnell in his campaign for governor in 2009. And see how he is doing on fulfilling those. Your counterparts in other states do the same for their incumbent governors. And you wrote about recently the promise that Governor McDonnell made to raise the mandatory fee when people are convicted in court. How has he done on fulfilling that one?
Yeah, McDonnell had called for increasing the crime conviction fee from $5 to $15 for misdemeanors and from $15 to $40 for felonies. And McDonnell was talking about the fees that defendants convicted of crimes must pay when their cases require the work of a Commonwealth's attorney or a municipal attorney. Now, McDonnell said the added revenues should go to the drug courts where violent, nonviolent offenders, instead of being incarcerated, are put under intensive supervision and substance abuse treatment. Now, legislation to fulfill this pledge was proposed in January 2010, the same month that McDonnell started as governor. State Senator Ryan McDougall, a Hanover Republican, that month introduced a measure that called for the higher fees McDonnell had proposed. And the measure was projected to generate just over $630,000 in new revenues each year, and it eventually was incorporated into the state budget, and the higher fees remain in effect today. So we rate this a promise kept.
All right. Thanks very much, Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne. Talk to you next week.